our region, as a result of climate change, has been experiencing some severe weather conditions that have been impacting the most vulnerable. For example, just 2 years ago, 2015, there was a huge reduction in rainfall here in Morocco. The result has been a decline by 50% of the production of cereals, from the production of cereals by the smallholder farmers, by the poorest farmers in Morocco. And therefore, I believe that in order to fight poverty, in order to achieve inclusive growth and social justice, we need to fight also climate change.
The World Bank has just launched a climate action plan for the Middle East and North Africa region. Can you tell us more about the plan?
Our action plan has 5 points. The first point is a commitment from the World Bank to increase the financing for climate activities. Today, our financing for climate activities in the Middle East and North Africa region is 18% of our portfolio. We want to raise this to one-third, 30%. That is, we want to go to about $1.5 to $2 billion of climate investment every year. The second commitment is actually to increase the share of adaptation in our climate work. Right now, a lot of our work has been focusing on mitigation, which is important, but we also have to deal with adaptation, especially in water, in agriculture, in the protection of the poorest people in our region. The third part of this action plan is a focus on trying to leverage World Bank financing with the private sector. And we have seen private sector investment coming to the region. The best example is also in Morocco, where we're mobilizing private investment in solar energy. The fourth part of our action plan is actually to focus on climate policies, is to support our countries to put in place climate smart policies. And the fifth and last part of our action plan is to support regional cooperation in fighting climate change.
Many worry that adopting new policies to slow the rise of global temperatures will come at the expense of growth and new jobs. Is this true of the actions recommended by the World Bank?
No, actually, I believe that fighting climate change and trying to mitigate it and to adapt to it, it has a positive economic impact in two directions. One, as I was explaining, when I look at our region, with the reduction in rainfall, in the increase in temperature, have a negative impact on the economy and have a negative impact on the productivity of the poorest of the poor in our region. So just mitigating climate change, helping those people adapt to climate change, will have a positive impact on their livelihoods and on their economy. The second point, which is very important, is that green investments today provide a new avenue, a new possibility for the private sector, for investors. And we see a lot of interest from investors to come and invest in green infrastructure. We just signed with our Moroccan counterparts a memorandum of understanding to put in place a green investment fund for Africa to support private sector investments in solar energy, in adaptation through water. So these are opportunities for growth. These are opportunities for income creation and job creation.
Are there examples in the region of countries adopting a climate-smart approach to development that the bank aims to support?
There are several examples. Since I'm here in Morocco, mm-hmm. Let me provide examples from Morocco.
Yes.
And perhaps the best example from Morocco is in solar energy. Morocco has been playing a leadership role in pioneering solar energy in the region and in the world through investments in the Noor's solar energy plant. So Morocco has put in place a regulatory framework to encouraging investment in solar, has pushed for greater research and development in solar, which has brought down the cost of solar energy produced in Morocco by about 40%, and it has invested in this energy. It has also made a commitment that in the next few years, it want to about more than 50% of Morocco's energy will come from solar. This is an excellent example of the type of green policies that can lead not just to mitigating climate change, but also to improving access to electricity for Moroccans and creating more opportunities for the private investors to profit and to create jobs.